Book of Haggai. Chapter 1. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, the word of Yahweh came by Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Yahoshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, So speaks Yahweh of hosts, saying, This people says, The time has not come, the time for the house of Yahweh to be built. And the word of Yahweh was by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you yourselves to live in your roofed houses, and this house to lie in ruin? And now, so says Yahweh of hosts, set your heart on your ways. You have sown much, and bring in little. You eat, but are not satisfied. You drink, but not to be filled. You dress, but there is no warmth to one. Yea, one earning wages, earns his wages to put it into a bag with holes. So says Yahweh of hosts, set your heart on your ways. Go up the mountain and bring wood and build this house. And I will be pleased with it, and I will be glorified, says Yahweh. You looked for much, and, behold, little. And when you brought it home, then I blew on it. Why, declares Yahweh of hosts? Because of my house that is ruined, and you, each man, runs to his own house. On account of this, the heavens above you have held back the dew, and the earth is held back from her produce. And I called for a drought in the land, and on the mountains, and on the grain, and on the new wine, and on the oil, and on that which the ground produces. And on man, and on livestock, and on all the labor of your hands. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Yahoshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of Yahweh their Elohim, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as Yahweh their Elohim had sent him. And the people feared before Yahweh. And Haggai, the messenger of Yahweh, spoke the message of Yahweh to the people, saying, I am with you, says Yahweh. And Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Yahoshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of Yahweh of hosts, their Elohim. In the 24th day of the sixth month, in the second year of Darius the king. Chapter 2. In the seventh month, on the 21st of the month, the word of Yahweh was by Haggai the prophet, saying, Now speak to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Yahoshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying, Who is left among you who saw this house in her former glory? And how do you see it now? When compared to it, is it not as nothing in your eyes? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, says Yahweh. And be strong, O Yahoshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. And be strong and work, all people of the land, says Yahweh. For I am with you, declares Yahweh of hosts. With the word by whom I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit stands among you, do not fear. For so says Yahweh of hosts, yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all the nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, says Yahweh of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says Yahweh of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former, says Yahweh of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says Yahweh of hosts. In the 24th of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of Yahweh came to Haggai the prophet, saying, So says Yahweh of hosts, now ask the priests the Torah, saying, Behold, one bears holy flesh in the wing of his garment, and touches his wing to the bread, or boiled food, or wine, or oil, or any food, will it become holy? And the priests answered and said, No. And Haggai said, If the unclean of body touches these, is it unclean? And the priests answered and said, It is unclean. And Haggai answered and said, So is this people, and so is this nation before me, declares Yahweh. And so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. And now set your heart on it. From this day and onward, before the placing of a stone on a stone in the sanctuary of Yahweh. From then onward, one came to a heap of 20 measures, and there were but 10. One came to the wine vat to draw out 50 from the wine trough, and there were but 20. I struck you with blight, and with mildew, and with hail, in all the labors of your hands, yet you did not turn to me, says Yahweh. Now set your heart from this day and forward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, from the day that the sanctuary of Yahweh was established. Set your heart. Is the seed still in the barn? Yes, as yet the vine, and the fig tree, and the pomegranate, and the olive tree have not brought forth. From this day I will bless them. And a second time the word of Yahweh was to Haggai, in the 24th of the month, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth. And I will overturn the throne of the kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations. And I will overturn the chariots and their riders, and the horses and their riders will come down, each one by the sword of his brother. In that day, says Yahweh of hosts, I will take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says Yahweh, and will make you like a signet, for I have chosen you, declares Yahweh of hosts.